Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Tora.
And this is our podcast, Kicking It with Kim and Tora. Thank you so much for joining us today. Today we have two guests, and we'll introduce them as they come online. Well, hello there, lady. Hi, Shantae.
Hi, Shantae.
Hello.
So gorgeous.
Shantae, this is Tora, my co-host. Tora, meet Shantae.
Hi, Tora. Nice to meet you.
So it's midnight over there in the Gambia?
Yes, it's midnight.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you staying up to join us. And with that said, we're going to get right to it. So the question that we have for you, Shantae, I'm aware that you've lost considerable weight in the past. And we wanted to talk about how much you lost, how you did it, and what you're doing to maintain.
Okay. Thank you so much for allowing me to be on your podcast. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. So
I used to weigh 244 pounds.
Wow.
Yes. I was overweight throughout high school. This is the smallest I have been in my adult life.
Wow.
I started out in 2006. I weigh about 183 now. My ideal weight is about 175. That's where I feel comfortable. But I started in 2006 when I went to the doctor and I got on the scale and they said I was 244 pounds. So I was like, this, I have to do something. So I started working out. I started on like it's like a machine, but it's like a ski machine.
Okay, and yes, I remember those machines.
Almost
those
like
machines are heck.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So what I did was it was hard being that heavy and starting off working out. So what I would do is I would set my phone for 5-minute intervals because we know once you hit 15 minutes, you know, your endorphins kick in, you start to feel different.
Right.
So I would set my phone for 5-minute intervals, and I would set my my music for the longest songs to take my mind off of it.
Okay.
I started doing push-ups up against the wall because I wasn't strong enough to do them on my knees or on my feet. And then I started walking. I do a lot of cross training. When I say cross training, I swim, I do Zumba, I do aqua Zumba, I do deep water aerobics, I lift weights, I walk, I jog, I do it all. So I started off in 2006, and in the first 3 months, I lost 39 pounds.
Mm.
I wouldn't eat past 7. If I did, it was only fruit or yogurt at that time. And I cut out all fried foods, and I only drank water because I had to be strict with myself. I still work out. I work out at least 5 times out of the week if I can. If not, I'll just get a walk in. But I've been maintaining this for 15 years. June 6th was my 15 year anniversary.
Wow.
Of working out.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. When you say that you lost the 39 pounds in the first 3 months, it's been my experience. Of course, I'm a certified health coach, so I'm all over this all the time. We lost you. Oh, you're back. Did you find that you lost all that weight initially and then it started coming off more slowly? Because it's been my experience that it's easier to lose the larger you are, and then the smaller you get, we have to kind of readjust things to keep you losing because it gets more difficult.
Yes. So, you know, I can't say that it was harder for me at the end because I was dealing with, within that time in 2009, I was in a really bad car accident.
Oh.
And I had back issues, so I wasn't able to work out. So my weight fluctuated. Once, and then 4 years later, I was in another car accident, rear-ended. So I ended up having to get back surgery. So once I did receive my back surgery, I ate right and I exercised, but I realized it wasn't the fitness for me. It's the nutrition.
There you go. There you go.
Because
I've seen,
diet.
I've seen people break a leg or an ankle, twist an ankle, all of that. And as long as they maintain their nutrition, they're at least able to maintain their weight loss. Nutrition is 80% of the game, I think. 80%.
Yep, 20% is working out. Mm-hmm. So once I, 4 years ago, almost 5 years ago, I realized per my blood type, I can't eat meat. When I say meat, I mean red meat, chicken. I didn't eat pork anyway, but I cannot eat meat. So that's when I lost a considerable amount of weight because my nutrition changed.
How long ago did you stop eating meat?
Last year made 4 years before I came to the Gambia.
I have to say, I don't eat meat either. I didn't lose one single pound as a result of that, but I am plant-based and I eat fish and seafood, but I stopped eating meat a good 3 years ago. But for me, it was more about maintaining my weight. But I have to say, I didn't lose a pound from that. Not a pound.
Yeah, I got so slim. I didn't like it though. I was 174. I was just so slim. I was cut a little bit, but it was too slim for me. Okay. But I really didn't eat a lot of carbs either. I really just ate plant-based, no dairy, no meat. I would eat fish. I didn't eat seafood, but I would eat fish. Mm-hmm. I wasn't eating really any fried foods. But mm-hmm. I think with my training, and I had a personal trainer at that time, the weight just fell off. It could have been because I stopped eating meat at that time.
And you stopped eating carbs, right?
Yeah, I've ate very little carbs.
The carbs will do it for sure.
After working out.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So I use it as fuel.
Hmm?
I use the carbs as fuel.
As fuel post-workout.
Post-workout. Mm-hmm. Or before workout.
Okay. Pre or post. So altogether, how long would you say it took you? It looks like you lost about maybe 80 pounds, which is phenomenal. How long do you think it took? Oh, I guess because of the car accident, you can't really say a straight line timeline, right?
Yeah. So I was 244 after the car accident. I was about 210. I was 210 before I went in for my surgery. So okay. From 210 in 2015 until now, I lost about 74 pounds.
Wow.
So you were close.
That's crazy.
I lost
everything. That's phenomenal.
Are you able to see your current weight right now?
My current weight right now is about 183. I gained 5 pounds because I purchased a car. I'm not walking as much in the Gambia.
And what's your height, may I ask?
I'm 5'5". I say 5'9", but they say I'm 5'8¾". Okay. But I'm about 5'9".
She's my height. Oh.
Yeah.
I'd like to be a little thicker than that. But I mean, generally, you know, those are some of the benchmarks, because I'm about 5'9" as well.
Mm-hmm. With a tall girl.
Yes, and I love it. Isn't it great?
Yeah, but you know what it is? We when you're tall, it's you hide the weight.
Yes.
My mother didn't even realize that until I did a comparison picture. She mm-hmm. was like, I didn't even realize you were as big as you were. But I just had horrible eating habits. And my family wasn't really into fitness. So I was the first one that said, enough is enough.
Okay.
And I eat per my blood type.
Are you able to say your age, may I ask, just for the viewers?
Yeah. I just turned 42.
You look amazing, though. And that's one reason why I wanted to ask, because people always think that you have to be younger, 30s, 20s, but you're not old. Don't think I'm saying 42 is old. What I'm saying is you can be older and still achieve what, to me, I see no saggage. You seem like your skin just sucked right back up. So I'm just saying, did you have any surgeries at all?
No. Besides my back surgery, no. So I lift weights. You know, a lot of people do cardio. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. a lot of people do cardio, but I learned that with cardio, you'll lose weight, but you will have the sagging.
Okay.
So with me, I lift weights as well. So I tone and lose at the same
time. As you
time.
Did your cardio, you were lifting weights also.
Interchangeably though, right?
Mm-hmm. Did you have some waist trainers? Because you know that's the thing now. Everybody's wearing a waist trainer. Did you wear those?
So I wear, they say it's a waist trainer, but I wear a back brace.
Okay. I have the same one. I know which one you're talking about. I have the same Velcro back brace waist trainer. I do. Yeah.
And so I would say that I believe in weight training as well. It boosts your metabolism. It built by building muscle, which burns more calories anyway than fat will. And I am happy to say that Shantae participated in my push-ups and squats challenge for July, and she was just stellar. She posted videos and showed us her working out. It was just phenomenal. So thank you for that.
Again on that.
Thank you for putting up the platform and allowing me to join. But you know, people think that when they lift weights that they're going to look like a man.
No,
that's true, because I'm one of them.
I lift weights I work out 5 to 7 days a week, depending on how many. Like if I work out 6 days, 3 of those are lifting weight, 3 of those are cardio. So I'm typically lifting weights about 3 times a week, and you know, I'm not looking like a man at all.
I don't know if I have testosterone in my body instead of estrogen, but I bulk up big time.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, I become muscular. I can't fit in certain shirts. My back has a wingspan. I'm just like, forget it. So I stay away from the weights. I do have like the 2 pounds. If I'm on elliptical, I might just use it just to, you know, give myself an extra push, but I can't do it all the time because I even see it after just using the 2 pound weights. So,
wow.
Yeah. But I used to do, of course, gymnastics also. So I think my body just stored muscle memory, and my daughters were all diesel when they did it. So I think your body just, like, our DNA is programmed. That's what I believe.
It might be your body type, because I did gymnastics and modern dance as a kid. I've been working out hardcore since my 20s. Okay. And including weightlifting. So it must be something about, like,
but I like the way it forms on some people. Like, I like that you can see your clavicle again and everything. Mine, I haven't seen that thing in years. So I wouldn't mind working out to just get that part back. But yeah.
That's hilarious. Yeah. So Shantae, you said you work out at least 5 days a week, and you're not eating any meat, no dairy, right?
So because of the lack of fish, I have been eating chicken here. But when I leave and come back to the States and come back to the Gambia, I am making sure that the gardens have kale, collard greens, some of the foods that I eat, because I'm finding it very hard.
They don't have kale and collard greens there, I can tell you that. And when I was there, the fish was plentiful, but I heard the Chinese were sucking all of it up and that there's a fish problem now.
It is. And then with Tabaski, with the holidays, the Senegalese men, the fishermen go back to Senegal. So there's no fish. There isn't any fish.
They left and did Tabaski in Senegal?
Yeah, they go home with their families.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Okay.
And, you know, Tabaski is all about ram and meat.
We're a little off topic, but somebody sent me a video of them killing a ram for Tabaski. I was like, you know, I don't want to see. It was actually two. What's wrong with people? What is wrong with people?
I saw it, but I didn't share that. I cut my video off at that point. But, you know, for religious purposes, they do that. But I can't eat the meat, you know, so I definitely don't eat meat. My stomach will hurt. I bought some people brought me some seeds. So I'm going to give it to different gardeners and different people. And that way, when I come back, I will have kale, because they don't believe in vegetables a lot around here. And
isn't it surprising? I was so astonished that they don't eat a lot of vegetables in the Gambia. And when I go to market and buy vegetables, you still can't get like greenery. You can get carrots. There's no mushrooms. You can get carrots and cucumbers and stuff like that, but you're not going to get kale, spinach.
Do they find something that it's toxic, or is it just they don't have it? Because
they're just not big on vegetables.
I think it's because, like with most countries, like even the Spanish countries, when it's not a lot of money, people, even in America, you know, people would use rice, bread, pasta, the dishes that will stretch. So they're big on rice.
They are.
Yeah, they're big on rice. They're big on bread. The only meal, the only dish.
Yeah. And bread is not cheap, and bread doesn't stretch, and vegetables stretch. If you plant it in your garden, that's cheap. That's darn near free other than watering and fertilizing. So I don't know why they have a culture of not eating. If they make me some benichin, I'll be like, can I get some extra carrots or something on that plate? Because I live on vegetables.
Wow.
Yes.
Great. Eat for vegetables. They'll cut up one slice of tomato, one slice of cucumber, cut it in half, and that's my vegetables.
Yep, on and the side of your plate.
Yes. I did find the meal that they make is called plazas, which is green.
I just put up a video about plazas that I had at Home Drum in Brucebe. You're in Brucebe, are you? Or near there?
I'm close to Brucebe. I'm in Bijala.
Yeah, so I posted that at this place. They gave it to me. Truthfully, Shante, everybody said, oh, it's so healthy and it's made with cassava leaves, but I didn't see any vegetables. I was told they were there, but there are no, did you see that video, Tori?
Yeah, no vegetables it was very on delicious. That plate. Very delicious.
It was good. All right, so that's our 15 minutes, but we'd be happy to talk a little more about Africa if you want. We'd also be happy to let you go because I know it's after midnight, so.
It's okay, I do want to tell you about, so the plazas dish, mm-hmm. is greens. So what I did was I went to one of the markets, to Pagarach, and I bought the greens. So they look like spinach. It kind of looks like collard greens. I bought four bushels. Is that what they're called? And it cooked down like spinach. But so that's the closest thing that I got that I found that I can make with greens. I put some beans in it. I put some vegetables in there and I just saute it. But this is not a huge vegetable community. They have fruits and vegetables, but it's salad.
But you know what, Shante? It's either at Maroon Supermarket or it's at King's Supermarket. They have some greens in the frozen section in a bag. And you can buy them, and it's not called, I don't know if it's Callaloo or it's the top off of some other thing that we eat there, but you can buy them in a bag. I bought them, but it, you know, that's the only greens I really ever found there.
I found some frozen, they have some frozen vegetables there at the Lebanese stores, but they have some frozen vegetables, some spinach. They have frozen mushrooms. Maroons do have mushrooms. You have to order them, but honey, every time I go there, they're gone.
Oh, wow. So let us ask you this. Now, how long have you been in the Gambia, Shante?
I just hit my 10 months.
And how long did you intend to go to the Gambia?
For 5 weeks.
What was your purpose just to visit?
I came here on a business venture. Okay. I came here to check out my investment.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, can I ask a question really quick before we move on? You were saying that you bought a car in the Gambia, but you used to walk a lot in the Gambia, right? Where were you walking to and from?
So I started a foundation. So I was volunteering at Serekunda Annex Law Basic School.
Okay.
So me and my security walked around. We walked everywhere.
He didn't mind. Security was a he, right?
Yes, he's a Gambian.
Used to walking. They're used to walking.
They're used to walking. So he didn't mind walking around.
He didn't. Once I got the car, then he's like, I'm like, we got to go back to walking because I'm gaining weight. I only gained like 5 pounds, but it felt like 20.
I believe it. So mm-hmm. When you say your security, just for people who's listening, what is that? Because we have no clue.
Now let's take this quick moment to recognize our sponsors. Now back to the current episode.
So he is my private security. I don't want to tarnish our channel, but
you're not.
So I came here for on a business investment, and unfortunately, it turned out to be a scam.
Oh.
And unfortunately, it was our American brother and sister. So I was being threatened by the male. So I had to go and get my own personal security.
And I wanted to say that too, because the Gambia is, other than that, and I am aware of her situation and even Metro Security, in fact, when I ran into
you there. Did.
But
he's handsome, isn't he?
Say it again.
He's handsome, isn't he?
Yes, he is handsome. But the Gambia is really safe. I mean, I felt so safe there. I could walk at night. I didn't really feel, now you gotta guard your phone, but other than that, I didn't really feel any danger there. So she has security for, you know, that specific reason. But right. I don't want people to think, oh, I'm going to the Gambia, I've got to get some security.
No, because, I was more so thinking, now, just because I am who I am, I was thinking security, meaning you don't know their country. Because I would, if I went to California again, which I do, I want security for California, because there are sections you cannot walk in past 7:30, 8 o'clock. So it's like, mm-hmm. I need security to say, no, we can go here, here, and here, but this is all for you.
That and makes sense.
Change the clothes, you know what I mean? So that was where I was thinking, that you don't know that place that well, so you need security to show you around and make sure you're going, you know, not into gang territory, because gang territory is everywhere. I just said it was in the United States, so it's everywhere.
Yeah. The Gambia is very safe. The Gambia. I love your glasses, Tora. I love your glasses. They were
Oliver,
so cute.
They're Oliver Peoples, just for, you know.
Yeah, they're so cute. the Gambia is very safe. I can say that petty crimes are coming up, you know, arising, but the Gambia is very safe. You know, we know that in African communities, we tend to be welcoming to everyone.
Okay.
They're bad or ugly, but we tend to be welcoming to everyone. But the Gambia is very safe. The children walk around.
Ratio from men to women, may I ask?
Say that again.
Ratio from women to men to women. Do you know?
I'm not sure. It seemed like it's a whole bunch of men here, but I'm not really sure about the ratio.
It doesn't stand out though. It doesn't stand out like, oh, there are no women there, or, oh, there are no men. But the men go to mosque together. Oh. So without the women, they pray together, typically without the women. So it's not unusual just to see a lot of men congregated, and they drink that a tired tea. They sit around and pour this tea.
Is that like beer or tea? Is it beer or tea?
It's tea. It's green tea, apparently.
Okay.
It's tea. It's very addictive.
I was gonna say, is it alcohol in it?
No, it's just it's addictive. And one of the issues here, like one of the reasons why I can't drink the local juices is you know how they say America runs on Dunkin'?
Yeah.
The Gambia runs on sugar.
Mm.
It's an abundance of sugar in
like
the
sugar cane or sugar, processed sugar.
Processed white sugar.
I wasn't aware of that because I don't really, I'm just such a give me some water or, you know, if I'm out, give me a drink. But, you know, I don't really drink sodas, juice, that kind of thing too much. But I was eating their croissants a lot. They weren't overly sweet, but I heard their cakes and stuff are less sweet than over here. Is that not your experience?
They are. I can't really eat their cakes. Like the cakes are not really moist. They're more like sponge. And then the sugar in the topping. The icing. Oh my God. Woo, it will put you into a diabetic coma.
So I want to circle back for a minute because I want you to, I don't know if this just flew by. You went to the Gambia for 5 weeks to check out your investment and you just passed your 10-month anniversary. Now, what is that all about?
You know, it's
42.
Yeah. So I really am a nomad. I love traveling. Wherever I lay my head is my home.
Okay.
But I know that I wanted to eventually move here. I've been to the continent once before in 2012. I studied abroad. I received over $10,000 worth of in scholarship to study abroad in Namibia, Africa. So me coming here was to look at my investment properties, you know, and the properties that I was investing in, and just to see what it's like. I came here, it's different. I'm not a student, you know, students are super poor, you know, so almost 10 years later, I'm like, okay, let me come back and see what I can do. Because of the scamming, you know, for lack of a better word, because of the scamming, I decided, you know, I needed to work those things out to find out how to handle those things legally. Mm-hmm. And then I still wanted to enjoy the country. And then COVID was really going crazy and my state was on lockdown. So I just went ahead and said, all right, I'm just going to stay for a little bit. And then I ended up starting the foundation. So I'm leaving in October. I'm leaving in October and I'll be back probably January or February. But I just stuck it out. I rented a compound. So I didn't want to leave here and then, you know, leave my place in America and then have two open windows. So I'm like, let me finish this chapter, do what I need to do, and then go back. Okay. But I'll be back.
Okay, so you have decided you're definitely going back to live or for another long visit?
Oh, when I come back to the Gambia, mm-hmm. I'm going to be going back and forth because I'll be doing business. I have a small business in America. Okay. So I need to go back and forth. I'm doing shipping. We started, me and my partner started a small shipping company. So mm-hmm. I'm going to have to go back and forth. And then for the foundation, because okay. there's a lot of people that want to donate goods and stuff. And I can't leave it on my partner to pack all these barrels and stuff. So I told him I will be back and forth every 3 to 4 months.
That's reasonable.
So you're going to be shipping stuff from the United States to the Gambia? For your foundation, yeah. What do they need? What do they need that they're lacking in that you can benefit from your foundation, may I ask?
So besides books, you know, we could buy books and pencils and pens. We need school supplies. They need book bags, you know, secondhand clothes if they're new clothes, if people want to purchase them. But, you know, the children need clothes. We're looking for sponsors for children to go to school. You know, one thing I learned walking down the street.
How much is a sponsor? I mean, how much does the sponsor have to, because I know that ridiculous 10 cent a month can feed a village. We're not doing that.
Yes. So that is one of the things that I need to go to the schools to, well, not go to the schools. I would rather, because the schools may give me one price. Mm-hmm. I would rather go directly to the horse's mouth and go to the family.
Okay.
But, you know, I do not know a lump sum amount. I have heard 200 US dollars for the year, but I don't know
family.
But it will cover their school supplies. It will cover their uniforms, mm-hmm. their transportation. Children get up at 5 when it's still dark outside and travel. And even eating lunch. What I would love to do, instead of people spending money, when I go to work, I pack my lunch. You know mm-hmm. how much money you save by using packed lunch?
Mm-hmm.
So even if it's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, because even what they sell the children, man, they wonder why the children bouncing off the walls. They're eating sugary this and sugary that. It's not, you know, besides helping the economy here, we want to have workshops to help our brothers and sisters to be healthier. You know, yes. around the world, Africans around the world, because I consider myself African, not Black. I identify as African, born in America. But Africans around the world, we are dying from health issues. And this is something that we can fight.
And the main thing is, I'm always saying, just focus on your food. If you change your food, you change your life, you change your skin, you change your health conditions, you change your weight, you change your brain, because your brain functions based on what you're eating. You can eliminate ADHD, ADD by just focusing on healthy plant-based primarily eating. You can eat meat, but primarily plant-based, and then add everything else around. Well, you are such a good sport. I'm sorry. Say it again.
How much meat should we eat with our meal?
See, I personally don't have a guideline for that because I'm not eating it, but I do know they say the palm. I mean, that is what people typically say, a palm-sized portion.
The size of your fist.
Yeah, so yep. That's what they say.
And most of us eat meat three times a day. We shouldn't eat meat three times.
And they eat it as the primary thing with your side. Listen to what we call them, sides.
Yeah.
The side should be your primary thing and your
and
meat.
I'm a cowboy steak eater all day, so.
Say that again?
I said I'm a cowboy steak eater all day, so. I'm gonna cut back though. I mean, I'm knocking on 50's door, so I'm cutting back. I am. I know red meat is not good for us. I hear it too much.
It takes so much time for it. It takes like 30 days for it to digest.
And
you know,
as I'm older, I feel it taking time to digest. I didn't
and imagine what it's doing in your colon while it's breaking down. But I mean, I'm not one to harp on anything. I mostly just say these are the best ways to reach maximum health. Which of these things can we start doing to get you closer? And then, you know, the more healthy you feel, the more you want to make changes. That's been my experience. Yeah. Anyway.
And it starts slowly. No one, I've said for years, I wanted to stop eating chicken. My mother said the world's coming to an end if you're not eating chicken anymore. So I will bake it, broil it, grill it, except for fry it. I wouldn't fry it, but for years I said I want to cut meat out. I would eat organic meat and my stomach would hurt. I didn't know that type A, blood type A, A positive blood type, we don't have as much stomach acid as others.
That
so I was saying,
why
would I eat? When I ate organic meat, I'm like, why does my stomach hurt? Because my body wasn't, it's not built to digest it, you know? But you know, there are people that eat meat. I do not, you know, I'm not judgmental. People eat meat. I always say, do what's best for your body.
Mm-hmm. Your body will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Your body will tell you. Well, Shantae, our time is up, but we loved having you. You're such a good sport to kind of bounce around to the different topics, and we enjoy having you today.
You're absolutely beautiful, everything about you.
Thank you. You as well. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate you all. Have a great rest of your show.
Thank you. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. In the meantime, thank you so much for joining us. As always, we love to have you here.
Absolutely. Thank you for kicking it with Kim and Tora. We want to see you all back next week. Please like, subscribe, and pass this on. And make sure you comment.